This is a tape on Moses Morrison Kispiak.
Now, what's the main thing you want to know?
Just the story, again.
Hey?
Story. A story of long ago. Long ago. How it was long ago.
Mm-hmm. History, Tony. Just...
Everything. Everything. History.
It's so very hard, you know. We'll have to take a good man to a good interpreter, because I'm a deaf, you know, and we need a good man to understand. To understand the same my understanding about the olden days. See, there were two together that were sitting here, maybe Stephen Morrison, that's the one, the only two still alive yet. And everyone gone.
Yeah. But tell about how you went, how you used to go to Seattle, walking. Remember? They picked berries, walked. There was no Vancouver. Remember that part?
Yeah.
You know, they bought biscuits down there. They walked a long way.
Yes. It's as far north of my own history, you see, about right after the flood. He says a big flood. I'm not quite sure for that, but what else? A flood, a big flood. Right after the flood, and the people built up a big, it's like down, a little ways down to Hazelton, what they call Tamlach Ahmed. Yeah, that's what they call Tamlach Ahmed. People, I don't know where we came. And right after the flood, and we landed over there, people, Vancouver, people from putting you all over Canada, all over Canada. Yeah, do you remember what Columbus said? We the first came here, and yeah. The Indian people, maybe in Halifax like that. Yeah, India all over, but only not so many. Only 300, some of them 800 in one place. That's as far as I know. No, our village here we called Spayok, not Kispayok, and Spayok, that's the really name. As far as I know, little bigger village. And right after, I don't know where I put my.
That's okay.
To explain what. The reason why we got a fish ground, you know, a fishing ground and a hunting ground and picking berries ground like that, and one man like me, you see, I'm a chief. to look after. Just look after. I'm not owned. No. Just look after, because trouble. If it's no one to look after, and here's the gun there, and here's the arrow, yeah, and here's the knife, yeah. The reason why I would like you to show you my place, I don't know where I put it.
Another time, I come again.
It's one over here, that's mine, you see? All over here, what you call, you know this, I forgot the name of this
Harris?
Mountain, yeah.
Mountain.
Gunwudik, yeah. Gunwudik, that's my place. That's. And the other one, where is she? Ansemel. That's where they catch fish. Another one, about 40 miles from here.
That's not Kisbeck.
Yeah, 40 miles here now. Not only Kisbeck River. Kisbeck River. No, right here. Kisbeck River. Now, folks. Now, here in Groundhog Mountain, that Skeena River, white people, Skeena River. Yeah, Groundhog Mountain. So this river came, and he goes like to see. Now this river went to the on the level, Port Jermaine, Prince Rupert, someplace.
Yeah.
No, this is Kisbeck River.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right at the flood, there's nobody lives here at all. No one. Because no one lives here. It's only down there, this is why it's so hard. It takes me to do it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you tell us the story. That's okay.
No, I quit that, because if I tell you the story, well, you see, you came here, your white girl, and you didn't know the place. No, you just come over here and live here, and you don't know what the name for every little wee one here. It's better for guys, white people, to learn all these, who owns this one, and the name owns this one. Who owns this one? Now, you ought to know about that. Yes, it's no use for you telling this if you don't understand all British Columbia and the whole Canada for our people. the reason why I tell you is so hard. Because only one story, the whole Canadian, Canada, only by, if they're telling not the truth, and these people way over there, he knows. Yes, why Moses Morris says, man, he don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the trouble for us, you see.
Yeah.
The reason why, next time you come in, and I'm going to make you a map all over Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You live. Yeah. And yeah, well, Wakers landed. And yes, the Indian player, where she landed. Yeah.
Well, when the Russians, you said the Russians, when you were a little boy, there were some Russians. The Russians came to you here. Where did the Russians come? There were some Russian people. There were six Russians came here.
Mm-hmm.
They came here to kiss the beach. You know, the Russian, you said there were some people
mm-hmm.
came with big beards. Do you remember where the Russian people came?
Yeah.
Did they come here?
Oh, people came from this the walk. And
40 miles from here, you said.
Mm-hmm.
What were they doing here? Why did they come here?
Well, this week.
Anyway.
The reason why I want the two of us down and if I say that, you see, a man is going to talk. Moses, that's the one. Here's the one. Here's my book. Yeah, if there are two of us, then be okay. Yeah. If I lost, this man here will holler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because this is a very important, yes, too.
But I'd sure love to hear when you were a little boy. Could you about when you were a little boy? Stories about when you were a little boy.
Well, the same guys anyway.
You were saying that, you said, first of all, there were... your father, he was a cutter, he was a fishing, you told about your father, you know, fishing in Port Essington, you know. Do you remember about that?
Yeah, I know. Now, it's hard to do it. Now, the son... There's no teacher at all, but except olden people, long ago, yes. Flax twine. There's a big, I don't know the name. That's the first thing to catch fish.
To make a net.
Yeah. Lech, we call it Lech. Oh, they grow about that long. And nothing wool. What they call wool all over. And September, October, people go after it. And they
make this.
Yeah.
Make the net.
Yeah. Well, this time, this twine is a stronger one. Well, the reason why my father told me how to do it when I was a little boy, how to catch fish, and then another one, how to share bear, how to trap bear with a big, I don't know what they call trap like that. They put a lot of fish on underneath the trap and put a lot of stones here. When the grizzly bear come in and they touch the fish. Like this.
Oh yeah.
They put. She didn't know, and then this the whole a trap, and that bear is masked right there. That's another thing, Father. Learned me how to do. And there's another one, fish trap. There's a lot of trap, the different fish trap. The other wall, the reason why. If we had a book, I'd be all right. But I'm going to read you the whole book of our history. And that's... No, see, the people gone and the his gone at the same time. Only me and Stephen, you see. Yeah.
Oh, well, we get a little bit, anyway.
Yeah.
That was so interesting. Those Russians that came, you said when you were a little boy, the Russians came from someplace.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Russia, isn't that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Russia. Yeah. These people first came, the first white people, when I was a little boy, but not, you see, Queen Victoria, funeral, about eight years since Queen Victoria, and that's not very far. The reason why the Russia this way, yeah, it's not very far from this way. Maybe it's on a level, right?
From the sea.
Yeah. Sometimes we heard, when is a good weather? We heard the big blow for big boats, you see. Right here, there it is. Now, these Russia people came here for I don't know what. I don't. He wants the country. Mm-hmm. Couldn't say that. No. But only a Russia people just the first came, and there's no boat on this one, only a sail, a ship. The reason why people are using maybe they're using a compass, something like that. It's hard to tell. There's no trail. There's no trail at all, and people appeared right about 40 miles my place now. Yeah, that's a funny one. Yeah.
And they gave you some biscuits,
And my mother said, Moses, don't eat it.
Yeah.
Well, this will after these people away and we'll put it on maybe poison. She said.
Yeah.
It's not poison. It's a really good bread. I like it. And mother says, don't touch it. Don't touch the molars. Maybe it's poison. And there's a lot of good food for the white people. What they call it now? Brown beans.
Oh yeah.
And some other, So after these people gone, maybe they went down and they followed the river. The reason why they discovered Port Simpson now. Yeah.
And then they had a big stone house.
Yeah. And a stone house is not very far from Nazareth. Now here's Princeton. Where we're fishing. That's where we're fishing every year. Skinner River and here's Prince Rupert. Now here's Nass River. It goes to here. And here's Nass will leave here on this Nass River. See? And here's Port Simpson right here. And here's a stone house not far from Prince Rupert. That's Russia's stone house. It's there, I guess.
You used to live there. You used to go stay.
Yeah. That's why we stay if it's storm while we and get into this bay. Yeah, bay. Yeah. Oh, beautiful place. And the reason why these people, they built a stone house, but it's still, I guess, maybe it's way under the tree. Yeah, because I don't know what it's
sinking down a bit,
okay, yeah.
And you said your father boat, a fish boat.
Oh, yes, the first man to look after the cannery on there. He's a contractor, you see. Yeah, in early in spring, and they took all our people here and they lead down to the coast for fishing. And Mom, do all the work during the winter time, all winter.
Fixing the net.
Fixing the net, coho net, and
salmon.
But it's the same meal.
Salmon?
Spring salmon and sakai. Now, in early March, we all went down to the coast, you see, and my father starts the fishing. Yeah, he's the man, he's a good fisherman. But only $15 a month, every one of us. $15 a month.
Cleaning.
A man catch fish. Sometimes you catch over 1,000 sakai for just only 1.5 hours, because it's so thick. You can walk on top of the fish. The reason why, when we put a net and then pull up again, because it's sinking down. It's too many fish. Sometimes we cut the net and let it go.
Too heavy.
Yeah. small boat couldn't hold about 5,000 fish sometimes, 1,000 fish sometimes, which was with the humbug, I mean, yeah, they call it humbug.
Yeah.
And all kinds of fish. And the reason why we cut the net sometimes. Yeah, because a lot of fish.
Too many.
Yeah.
Did you work in the cannery?
Yeah.
Lots of people worked in the cannery.
Worked on the cannery, that's only 5 cents an hour. Some of them 2.5 cents an hour. Yeah.
But you were on the boat.
But sockeye, I think sockeye is about 2 cents and a half by that time. You know that big spring salmon over 100 pounds, it would cost you 25 cents it to hold. 25 cents, yeah. By my mind, you see.
Of course you could buy much, you could buy lots for 25 cents then.
Yeah.
You could buy lots.
Yeah.
And you say your father fished until he got the dog.
Mm.
Your father was fishing till he got the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No white man here at all, no, except only Hudson Bay by that time. All Hudson Bay man, that's all. Yeah, only Hudson Bay men. There's only a few of them, 8 or something like that, till after the store down Hazleton by that time. Yeah. And after a while, there's not very much steam by that time. You don't know how to discuss steam like. And after a while, before the war, I guess, First World War, the reason why, and then discovered steam, you know.
Steamboat.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that the chiefs got together. Well, you said something about Reverend Pierce. Was here. Reverend Pierce came, he was a missionary, priest, and then the chiefs got together and they tell him to Dr. Wrench to come.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago.
Yeah. It's not so long anyway. Right after the Queen Victoria, mm-hmm. not long ago, same yesterday. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, the time was Mr. Pierce. Mr. Pierce is an Indian too.
Yes, he said that.
Yeah, a quarter breed man. And she working on a newspaper down in Victoria. Yeah, he's a good man. The reason why they generally want Mr. Pierce to look after. Methodist Church to look after Kisses and Skinner Cross in Gukla. There's two. Yeah, Kisses and Gizzy Gukla. That's Methodist Church. And Mr. Pierce look after these tutors. Yeah. But Hazleton is different. Anglican Church.
Oh, yeah.
And then Kitwinger in the church.
Oh.
And then all nice people, Anglican Church. There's no salvation by that time. No.
And then they all wrote to Dr. Wrench to come because they needed a doctor.
But Dr. Wrench Wouldn't it the same Mr. Pierce was here first, and then after a while, Dr. Rintz right after Mr. Dr. Rintz after Mr. Pierce. And they lived together over there with a log house. People from the village, they built log houses, people.
Right here in Kispia?
Yeah. A real nice log house, you know.
And Dr. lived here too?
Yeah, Dr. Rintz too. But Dr. Rintz lived here about 15 years ago. And then down at
Hazleton.
Yeah, down Hagelgett, what they call Hagelgett, the place where he's staying now. The new hospital will be opened comes.
Yeah. He'll be telling all about
well,
it.
Well, not long ago.
No, not long ago.
Yeah.
And then the big hospital was opened. Yes, you said Dr. Rintz came by canoe. He came up the river.
Yeah, well, Dr. Rintz from Toronto. This is Toronto. It's a little over 6,000 miles of Hazleton.
Yeah.
And Dr. Rintz used a wagon. Yeah, they put a big organs, you know, like that. Yeah, but oh, I think it's about little over 100 people that work with Dr. Maybe a year, I guess, because it's about 6,000 miles Toronto and Kispiaux.
Yeah.
It takes a year, I guess, to travel.
Yeah.
Little over maybe 2 years, something like that. And they landed to the clear. Now, the people from Kispiaux they used a canoe here to Victoria, and yeah.
That's the way he came.
Yeah.
And the next big story was the railroad. They started the railroad after that.
And right after that, that was 914 when I'm 16 years old. A time that the First World War, the first one at Germany. Now, there's not very many white people settlers over here. I think it's 4 or 6 people settlers at that time when the First World War. And there's only 5 million people in the whole Canada. Yeah. Only 5 million people for the whole Canada. And these 5 million people asking for Queen Victoria, I guess, to help. But Queen Victoria says, oh, we haven't got much money at all. You better work where you are. Well, the room I see, trucks. Yeah, it's about 2 years now, 16 years now, since came all over the place. Millions of dirham dollars. Yeah.
So what the timber?
The reason why Canada that wants its own flag, you see. I never used any Union Jack at all because it was from a Scotsman, you know. He said, no, I wouldn't help you. Well, the reason why the Canadian people are using his own flag, you see. And then the Lincolns, they're very poor now.
Yeah.
It's only if this Canadian don't look after them, and they will be all die out, you see.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hard time.
Yeah.
And so anyway, you worked on the railroad. You were running a machine when they were building the railroad.
Hmm?
When they were building the railroad. You know, when they put the railroad in.
Oh, railroad, yeah. Now, it was 1914. I believe it's 19, but yeah, they're starting the trunk.
Yeah.
The Grand Trunk is the first people. Yeah, lay rails up to here, to Vancouver, and to Toronto. To all over Canada now, the railroad. Yeah, well, here's Ottawa right here, and here's Toronto. Yeah.
And
that was 1914, the start. Yeah.
They made it from Prince Rupert to Edmonton, I guess.
Yeah.
Prince Rupert to Edmonton.
Yeah.
And you were working on it.
Yeah.
The machine, I guess.
Now, people, they're using bombs, you know, for these big cuts all over.
Yeah. Dynamite.
Yeah, dynamite. They're using hammer. And that hammer. There's two men with a hammer. A man took the, what do you call it now?
Dynamite?
Yeah, no, not dynamite.
Oh, a chisel.
The
kind of a crowbar.
Yeah, crowbar. Yeah. Or some of them got deep and then put dynamite down there, and they blew up. Yeah, the first start. They use a small little engine, what they call dinky, to haul the big stones like that, you see. Yeah, but it's a lot of work. People from all country came. Yeah.
Yeah, you said Italian.
Italian.
Chinese, I guess.
Chinese, and Italians, and some other people. I don't know what they call these people. Yeah.
I guess so.
Oh, thousands of people came from the Holy Land, you know. And these laid the rails, yeah, for only 75 cents a day. We start at 6 o'clock in the morning. The very 6 o'clock in the morning, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, and then 12 o'clock. You see, just eat our lunch about 20 minutes times, yeah. You don't need to sit down.
You just eat.
Take your lunch in your pocket and then start again before 1 o'clock. 7 o'clock at night. We all have this hard work. You know, these times, all I believe all these, I don't forget the name of this, ties. One tie is about 8 feet long and thick, or say about 21 feet. Yeah, this is some of them. Yeah, I think it's 10 inches. It's about that. Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Real heavy. Hard work, anyway.
I forget the name of this wood.
Oh, cedar? No.
Not cedar. Cedar is not very good. Oh, but they're using
birds, not birds, no.
Yeah. Some of them 300 pounds, you know, only one eight. 300 pounds, some of them 400 pounds. And we just using my shoulder, using our soul. There's not very much steam by that time. We laying this timber all the way. So hard work of you. So very hardest work of you. Yeah.
And then afterwards you got a pass. You got a pass for your a railway pass too. Well, you worked till you were 60 years old on the railroad, yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Worked on the railroad. Worked till you were 60. For a long time on the railroad.
Yeah.
And then you got a pass, you know, for the railroad to go anywhere, to travel.
Yes.
So anyway, what else? You mentioned the river boats. Do you ever ride in the river boat?
Yeah, and afterwards, you see, a river boat came. They're all steamship now. They're steam Hazeltons. The first boat that came to traveled up to Prince Rupert. No, not to Prince. There's no Rupert by that time.
Port Essington.
Port Simpson.
Oh, yeah, Simpson.
Yeah, Port Simpson. Yeah. And these boats, you know, they're using it for carrying a big 800 pounds, what they call 800 pounds, maybe 8,000 pounds, and they call it 800 pounds. 8,000 pounds is one rail. Yeah.
Boy, that is wonderful.
Yeah.
You mentioned Ulican grease and bears, very good for cold.
Yeah.
In the cold weather.
Yeah, true. They're using in winter time. There's no tub at all, nothing. Oh, and everybody went to the ice water down there.
To wash?
Yeah, wash.
In the winter?
Yeah. Before you go down there in the morning for air, you must put the air grease all over you. And just walk. Barefoot with the snow. Tough life.
Oh. I guess you feel good when you go in the water.
Yeah, and you don't need to go down water, Sam, just like that. Because you do that and maybe water will kill you.
Oh, yeah.
First time you get into the water, winter time, just here. Yeah, there's no clothes, all, and then holding grease all over. Yeah. Now afterward about this, and you go there, and then you swim, dive.
Right in the winter.
Yeah. Dive.
Yeah, not every day.
Yeah.
I feel strong and...
And that hooligan grease that protects you, it's no fever, nothing at all. People, I don't know what the people, these people at the first time, a long time, maybe worse than animals, something like that. I never been that way, Mels, you see. I'm just watching people, watch my father. But afterwards, the Hudson Bay came and there's a big tub now to wash and washboard and everything. Yeah. It's a little better.
Yeah. You said you made bear grease. You made bear grease.
Mm-hmm.
And you used bear grease for your pancake. You know, from bears, grizzly bears.
Mm-hmm.
You make it. It takes 24 hours to make fat. You know, you made it lots of time.
Yeah, oh yes, yeah. Yeah, so I'm making all kinds of food. Yeah, from grizzly bear, the fat, you know, and a blair. And making a lard, something like that. Yeah.
Boy, that gets good.
Yeah.
It takes 24 hours.
Yeah.
You said that your Hurley made a big house by the river. You said your father made a big house by the river. Big house.
Yeah, my father... there's no, all these lumbers came from Vancouver. No, Victoria, there's no, not Vancouver. Oh, Vancouver is only a salt, where they salt fish. Only a little, I mean, a float. And only Victoria, that's where the big town is, you see. It's the same as Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
The same Victoria and Seattle, that's the only two of them are the biggest city.
And they got the lumber there.
And they got the lumbers from Victoria, and they got the lumbers from Seattle.
And he built a big house.
And I used in a canoe. Yeah, some 8 canoes carrying about building.
The big freight canoes.
Yeah.
And then you said the house went away in the flood. The flood took the house.
Right at that. It was 1937. The flood took all these buildings and washed out in no time. They washed out all say about only one day. Buildings down there. You know, there's only one. We are using a tent. That's all.
My, must have washed out 2 dozen houses.
Yeah.
And all the totem poles.
All the totem went down, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the flood.
Boy.
Yeah, and that's the end of it. And in a while, you see, and the railroad, CNR now, by then.
Yeah.
And the Grand Trunk gone.
Yeah.
But CN still.
Still working.
Still, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And, let's see. You said long ago people went, they walked to Seattle. They did business. They took their dogs and they walked to Seattle. They didn't take a boat. They didn't like a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Long ago, they walked. 2,000, 3,000.
Yeah, oh, they'll walk all over using the, yes, it's from Seattle to Kiyoks. In wintertime, they're using a dog team. And you know those lanes, Baveen Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Baveen Lake is about, I believe it's over 100 miles long. Well, that's it. They're using these, the reason why they're using the dream all the way.
On wintertime.
On wintertime, big lake. Yeah, that's like a lot of fun for these people.
And then you said, I guess they got the grease, the Ulican grease.
Oh,
brought
yeah.
It from the...
Well, people there, she don't allow us too much of grease, people down that river. It's only because, I don't know why, only a few that allowed for us, allowed for my father. A trail over here.
The grease trail.
The grease trail.
And they carry, you say, a man would carry 300 pounds.
Oh, yes, and with a baby on top.
Oh, yeah. The tow line.
Yeah.
Tow.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, you know, in July it's very hot, or in June, these people are the food. Like, you see, sweat all over. Yeah.
Ulican grease, good to eat.
Pardon?
But you eat Ulican grease all the time, good food.
Yeah, well, they only eat a small one, but when the feast, the big feast, and they're using that whole grease for wood, you know.
For the fire.
Fire. Bing,
oh.
Bing. Everybody likes it.
Yeah, I guess you have feast all the time. There would
yeah.
be feast from village to village.
Village to village. The reason why, I don't eat so much grease myself, the same as mother, but they're using it for fire.
Make a big, big fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, and I guess, I was going to ask you. It's a feast or something. Oh, I know. Fishing. I guess you did a lot of smoked fish here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the fish.
But only they allowed you and me, it's only a little, not more than 100 dry fish all. It's on the limit, you see.
Here?
Yeah, it's on the limit for wintertime.
You fished for this fish yourself. You got
yeah,
it, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. You and I will, I think, we're all a little over 100 fish to allow us two of them. If you're a big family and they allow 200 fish, dried and smoked, yeah, all.
And when they dry the fish, they don't salt, do they?
Mm-hmm.
No salt, just dry oak, no salt.
Yeah, just dried and smoked, yeah.
Yeah, it sure tastes nice.
And some of them are ready cooked. I don't know what they call it. They're cooked, they're big. Spring salmon, and before winter time, and buried the big fish underneath.
Oh.
Just like
trees.
Yeah.
Put it in the ground.
Yeah, put it on the ground.
Wrap it
all over with, I forgot the bark. cedar bark.
Oh.
Not cedar bark in
birch bark.
Yeah. Birch.
Yeah.
Yeah, birch.
Isn't that interesting? That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I guess there's not much moose here.
No.
Just bear.
Yeah. Just there's no moose at all. Only the last one, I tell you.
Oh.
We call it Widzik. That's a nice animal. Caribou.
Oh, caribou.
That's the place all over.
Lots of caribou.
Millions, millions, millions all over here.
Oh.
Caribou all over. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and my father just what they call Morlock. All one big caribou and smoke it. Half smoke, not so much. Then they roll. All these bones, take them out, and here, and put all the bones, and there's only meat, what they call, just like this, you see, after the bones gone with these knives, and the same as a mountain, and then rolled like that. For winter time, you see, that's what I like myself.
Mm-hmm.
Half
smoked.
Half smoked and half cooked.
Mm.
You see. Ah, there you are now. And then,
birch bark.
Yeah. Put it like that, and put it like tie this one, and tie this one. Yeah, like that. Tie this one. You can carry them on your shoulders. Yeah. But you in use. Take out a very sharp knife. All you want to eat today, and just cut right here. Oh, I like it.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
And you, till you finish it.
Yeah. There's lots, about hundreds of them in winter time.
And you put them in the ground too? Like
yeah, they put it on the ground.
With that birch bark.
Yeah.
Big hole.
Yeah. It seems like that.
Deep freeze.
If you want something, cut this.
Mm.
Yeah, if a big family. Oh, quiet at this.
Real.
Really good. What they call Marlo. What they call Marlo. They call Marlo. Half dried and half
smoked.
Yeah.
And then I guess you got beaver?
Hmm?
Yeah, you got beaver too.
Oh, yes, beaver. Oh, meant too much.
Everywhere.
Yeah, there is, ton, too many. Yeah, they don't care about that beaver, see. Too many. Yeah, in winter time.
And you smoke them too?
Smoke, half smoke.
And put them way up on top of the smokehouse.
Yeah, half, not too hard.
No.
And it's really good. The same as a groundhog, the same way. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I guess the women can't pick berries.
Yeah.
The women put berries and then you put the berries.
Dried. Yeah, berries. Black berries and some
blueberries.
Blueberries and Таюшина, I forgot her name, that, you see, they're dried. I'll put a picture and I'll show you how.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then the horses, did you have lots of horses? Did you work with horses here in?
Yeah.
You had this?
Yes. Yeah.
But not, I guess. Mostly dogs, I guess.
Yes.
And now, I guess you got your pension, and you also dance with the Kasan dance. You go anywhere, they invite you, many places. With the Kasan, you travel, you go with Kasan dancers, you dance.
Yeah, well, they're using that dance for feasts, you know.
Yeah.
Only, not like Kitsan.
No.
Kitsan just showed up.
Yeah.
But no, by that time, if you invite Prince every once a year, you see, and it's a law, there's law book opened. Right after the feast, and here's a book, big law book here, and a chief reading the book, that's like a shorthand. I don't know how to read it myself. Maybe this hand just put it a little, put near the same language, you see. That's the law book. Only once a year, they read the book from my own family, from my own family. So before I open the book and we invite all these Narada people and Haida people, Jimson all over, and they all gather together once a year. Kisbayok sometimes, Kitungar next year, maybe Kitun school next year, maybe and then open the book and read it, and that, and they start telling the history, my history, I'm going to read my own history. Yeah, right after that, and start to dance, you see. Mm. Yeah.
And songs.
You see, look, here's my... I read the book.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my own blanket.
Oh, yeah.
Before I read the book, and I'm going to sing the song the first time, and here's my drum, and here's what they call it.
Cedar.
Yeah.
That's
a real head. This man is a real head chief. He's a millionaire, all right. Uh-huh. Yeah. There's no other man beside this guy. The reason why they put on this one